Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Well, the week's almost over. It's the Thursday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so hopefully you got yourself over there yesterday and checked out the new blog that popped up. If not, it's still there, so swing on by and get a look at it. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. Take yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could give that a like while you're over there, we'd greatly appreciate it. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at
Dan Z-Man with three E's.
All right. So, you know, Dan, I was trying to figure something out when it comes to the NBA. And, you know, the final started last night, and I don't think anybody was surprised to see the Heat, the Lakers just blow out the Heat. But what I find weird is the start time. You know, because if you think about it, you get an 8 o'clock start. How many Heat fans make it to the end of the game, Dan, do you think? I mean, unless you're a hardcore fan, are you watching the entire game?
I mean, it is Miami. I don't know if 9 o'clock is too late for them, but, yeah, you're right. I didn't even think of that, to be honest.
You know, you figure by the time it ends, it's what? It's midnight in Miami?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
No,
you know,
11.
You think it's only 2 hours? I figured with the finals, it's 2.5 to 3 hours is what I was thinking. So.
No, they're not going that long. I think it was still about 2 hours. I mean, I'm trying to think, you know, I think it was done by 11.
So, yeah, because, you know, you wonder, you know, obviously people work for a living, of course. So, you know, if you have a 6 or 7 a.m. start, are you staying up to 11 to watch the end of the Heat game? You know, and maybe this is why the NBA ratings suck, because they don't play to their fans and they're too worried about getting in those primetime areas where it's like, oh, well, we've got to be on it, you know. You know, what would have been wrong if they would have ran from 7 to 9? They would have eaten up all the best primetime areas, and it would have been just fine, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me either because, you know, again, I'm a little bit more in tune with this series because, I think it's cool that former Bull Jimmy Butler is in the finals. And, you know, of course, they talk about that the first time in the finals, blah, blah, blah. You know, he looks good. Dragic looks okay, but it is what it is. But, you know, I was tuning in around 7 to check out the ESPN app on my phone or my iPad, which I have to say, I don't know if it's an overload issue for ESPN. They can't handle everyone streaming. But the apps on my phone, tablet, and the computer really suck. But it's neither here nor there. You know, like I said, I went around 7 thinking that, you know, I'm watching the baseball games, I'll throw the Heat Lakers on, and I'm like, oh, not till another hour. So it kind of threw me off that it was that late. I mean, think about it, in L.A., 9 o'clock, I don't know what time is it? Are they 3 hours behind? So it would be a 6 o'clock start in L.A., yeah.
It was a 6 o'clock start in L.A., but, you know, it doesn't matter because those people aren't paying attention to the games anyway. So
Snoop Dogg is.
You know, but yeah, I think it's a bit weird that, you know, they can't get anybody to watch the games, but yet they set it up where they make it difficult for, because, you know, obviously the Heat fans are going to be a lot more excited than the Laker fans because they weren't expected to be here. You know, yeah. I mean, from day one of the season, everybody expected the Lakers not only to be in the finals, but to win. So it's no shock that they're here. So, you know, what they basically do is they schedule the game where Heat fans can't watch all of it, and that just makes no sense to me.
I don't think it ever is.
You know, and I'm sure this isn't the first time they've done this. It just, maybe I'm paying attention because it, you know, it's just something for me to do or, you know, whatever. But, yeah, because I was like, oh, wait a minute, what's going on? And why is this game starting so late? Because, you know, even for someone like me, if I wanted to watch, I'm not going to be able to watch more than maybe 30 minutes or an hour because, you know, I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody like me, even if I was interested, I'm not watching. So, it was one of those kind of odd things that popped up, and I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of interesting, but I don't really know if or how or why anybody's paying attention here. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, it's kind of easy to keep on in the background. You know, like I've mentioned a million times, if my other two iPads worked, you know, updated, I would have, you know, had the Heat on one, and then the two baseball games on my other two, and, you know, whatever left on my phone.
So, but yeah, that was just kind of my NBA point. And then, you know, quickly to the NFL before we get, you know, too caught up in baseball, because obviously that's what you and I prefer to talk about. We got our first COVID-19 postponement for the NFL. The Steelers, the Titans won't be playing this week. So if you've got a fantasy lineup that features any of those guys like I happen to do, you're going to want to go in and get those guys out of your lineup. I actually switched some guys out yesterday just in case. I figured this way, if I forgot Sunday morning, you know, I would be okay. Because they were planning on playing originally like Monday or Tuesday, but they announced today that it's been postponed. So, you know, get your fantasy lineups changed. You don't want to eat zeros unless you have to. So, good luck. You know, but yeah, and then I found it interesting, Dan. I don't know if you saw this story, but, you know, apparently the NFL was looking into the Raiders. I don't think there's much they can do about it, but Darren Waller is the tight end for the Raiders. And like with a lot of NFL players, they're actually professional athletes. He has his own charity. And his, you know, his charity had an event, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, and about a dozen Raiders players showed up, and not only was there a relatively large crowd, obviously, because they're professional football players and people want to see them, but nobody wore a mask, Dan. So they were quite in the doghouse. Again, it doesn't look like the NFL can actually do anything because it's their personal time. But is this really smart of – I mean, I get it. You're trying to do something for charity, but is it really smart to show up with a mask, even if you're against it, in kind of the conditions we're under?
I mean, you would think that they would just do it, but, you know, I mean, I don't even know what to say. I did hear a little bit about it. I didn't really dig too much into it, but you know, they made their choice. So,
so, you know, it kind of is what it is. Yeah, you know, that was kind of the way I looked at it. You know, and it's kind of like with anybody else. You know, you're an adult. You know, you can make your own decisions on this. You know, if you don't want to wear it, hey, that's you know, completely up to you. You know, don't wear it. But, you know, you also have to be, you know, intelligent enough to follow whatever rules or laws or whatever they're calling them are put in place. You know, because I don't, luckily I haven't ran into the situation, but, you know, the guy not wearing a mask in the store isn't going to scare me like he scares a lot of people, just like they probably wouldn't scare you, because we've faced much, much scarier guys in different situations. So, you know, just, you know, one of those things, you know, and if you want to play tough guy, I know how to play tough guy just as good as you do. But I would think, you know, not only apparently did the gathering break whatever rules Las Vegas had in place, again, you know, nobody wearing a mask, it just seems kind of, you know, just not smart, I guess would be the way to look at it, especially for a professional athlete. But, again, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, like I said, they're adults. They can kind of do what they want to do, right?
Yeah, I mean – the biggest thing I think what you're really trying to get to is the fact that, you know, regardless if they believe in it, don't believe in it, whatever the deal is, they're in the public eye. So, you know, if you and I had a party and, you know, we may get, I don't know what would happen, to be honest with you, you know, neighbors would complain. I'm sure cops would show up. But unless it's, you know, some of those numbers, like on the south side of Chicago, where, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people packed into a small house, you know, if you were to put 100 plus people in my house, it'd probably make the news. But, you know, if we had just a group of, you know, a small gathering and there was a lot of people, you know, inside and outside my house, I don't think it would hit, you know, national attention. But, you know, that's the biggest difference. You and I aren't professional football players, you know, athletes who are in the limelight, and things we do, especially today, get, you know, highlighted for the national media and quite possibly the world. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things, like you said, that, you know, it's your choice, but you know, for what they're doing, you know, a charity supposed to be doing good and then, you know, doing something for good, and then with the limelight that could come with it, the press coverage, it just seems kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the even stranger thing for me is I don't know if this charity event was at a hospital or to benefit a hospital, but, you know, with an issue like that, you're actually putting people who could possibly already be sick at risk. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't seem like, you know, something, you know, you should be doing. You know, and again, I mean, I'm all for him having a charity and supporting the charity and doing those kind of things. But, I luckily I haven't heard anything of anybody being sick or getting sick. So, you know, that's fantastic. But, yeah, I, you know, just kind of, oh, okay, was that really the best thing? So, but yeah, that was my, you know, my big thing. And did you go, since I mentioned it earlier, and get all your Titans and Steelers out of your lineup?
Yeah, fortunately, I don't think I had many that were. I didn't really have any Thursday night games.
Well, to be fair, they're not playing the Thursday night game, so we're okay there. The Thursday night game is actually a fantastic matchup, and it's such a good matchup I almost forgot it. It's the Denver Broncos, who are, I believe, 0-3, at the New York Jets, who are also 0-3. So, you know, this may be the one night that I'm actually not as upset that I don't have the NFL Network anymore and I can't watch this game. So. You know, just kind of how it has worked out. I'm not quite sure what kind of game we're going to get out of this, or what's gonna happen. But we'll somebody's gonna be watching, right? You know, it's the weirdest thing because you think about this, Dan. If you're not a Bronco or a Jets fan. Why are you just, I guess you're only watching this game because you bet on it?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you know, if you're here in Illinois and you're a nice gambler or whatever, that's, you know, God, if I have to hear any more about the Queen's sports book and this William guy, I just, you know, yeah, every day, that's all I hear.
Yeah, I just I was just kind of like, oh, you know, and I mean, FanDuel is pushing pretty hard to get me to try to gamble money, but, you know, get in on their betting thing, but that's definitely not going to happen. You know, I mean, like I said, I play my, you know, occasional buck here or buck there for a lineup, but I'm not going out and betting any real money or anything like that to try to do that. So, no, we're like, yeah. Didn't you looked into that with a different site, didn't you, at one point in time?
Yeah, I tried, but I just, you know, I don't understand, you know, the line, and, you know, for me to gamble, I just feel like you're looking at, you know, like right now, White Sox, A's. I don't know all the other gambling stuff. I would just bet, you know, $10 that the A's will win. You know what I mean? Like, so I tried that other sports thing, and I gave up after a while. I mean, I think the fun part with some of those is the prop bets, you know, when it comes to the Super Bowl. I think, you know, we had done some of those because they had an introductory rate where you got a bunch of, you know, free money. But I don't know. I'm not a gambler, so it was hard to really, you know, get into it.
Yeah, I think that's possibly my problem too. Is, you know, like, I enjoy watching it. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, our gambling is fantasy. You know, we got our fantasy guys that we root for, but yeah, just not happening for me. I don't enjoy it that much. But, you know, anyways, let's get on to what we got going on today, Dan. And what I've been trying to figure out all day is why in the hell did they call the Cubs game? I get the fact that it rained in Illinois. It rained quite a bit here in most times. There's absolutely no reason they couldn't get this game in today. Is this shady play by the Cubs getting calling the game before it gets in the hands of Major League Baseball and the umpires because they want the extra day because they're realizing they're in trouble to a team that they should beat easily?
Do they really have the ability to do that?
Yeah, it's in control of the home team until a certain point. You're allowed to call the game up to a certain point, and then it becomes Major League Baseball, and then once it starts, it's the umpire's decision.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it has anything to do with, like, a combo? You know, let's go with the team and with ESPN. Like, oh, you know, I mean, because, I mean, I'm just so shocked that these series are ending so quickly with these two-game sweeps. Because I've... Not once in almost 30 plus years of watching baseball have I ever seen a three-game series end 2-1 where one team wins the first two games
yeah.
in a row. It's never happened.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I'm just – my mind is blown.
Yeah. No, I understand. It's it's shocking when, you know, a team goes out and wins two straight games.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
it's,
you would think this is like the NBA where you win every other game. you know, it's just, I don't know, is it like a foil hat kind of move? You know, is it a combination of, you know, because I really don't see David Ross being that kind of guy. You know, of course, you know, for all my personal interactions with him, obviously I'm speaking sarcastically. I just don't see him, you know, being a ball player. I don't see him doing that. But like you said, it is a strategic piece, and you can gain the upper hand. But at the same time, with these series kind of wrapping up quickly, and I think with there being so many games like at the same time, and now what are we left with? I mean, if the White Sox win, well, I guess it doesn't matter. If the White Sox or the A's win, that series is over. So
yeah,
we're done with the AL. You know, today is it. The AL is done. You know, we're left.
We have,
you know, the Dodgers are.
Right. The Dodgers should eliminate the Brewers tonight, and then if the Cardinals win, the Padres are gone. But remember, you know, there's not supposed to be days off. So we're supposed to jump right into these next games tomorrow. So, you know, I don't know. While this may be a benefit for the Cubs, you know, in kind of the short run,
Well, here's the thing, Big Jack. The ALDS doesn't start till Monday.
Oh, now, you know, originally, what happened to all their big shot? Oh, yeah, we're not taking any days off between now and the World Series. That was all just bullshit?
I guess so. I mean, this all comes down to TV, you know, which there's absolutely no game scheduled for Sunday. You know, I know some college football is on, but I think what they're banking on, and I really think this is a TV executive move, because we'll have three games tomorrow. You know, the Cubs are on at 1, Brewers, Dodgers
possibly
get the 5:30, possibly. You know, they've got the 5:30, and then the 9 o'clock game for the Cardinals and the Padres. But from what I understand, depending on what happens with these two games, you know, the Dodgers and Padres games, that whole lineup can change tomorrow. So, you know, if the Dodgers sweep tonight,
they actually announced that if the Dodgers and the Cardinals win, the Cubs game is 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, I couldn't remember exactly. And, you know, for ESPN, you want viewers, and by giving that one extra day, you know, pushing the Cubs back one extra day, because this is going to be a series, you know, it's the Cubs. So, like them or not, they're you know, I wouldn't say they're on the echelon of obviously the Yankees with the titles and all that stuff. I think the A's are going to take this.
Yeah.
People will watch
the Cubs.
If the Cubs win tomorrow, that means the only sports game going on Saturday will be the Cubs and Marlins. You know, barring any college stuff, I don't know, because you know the NBA is tomorrow night.
They'll be all part of the college football, but that's definitely something you and I aren't interested in.
Yeah, but I mean, even that, you know, you put up college football, they don't really do late games. You know, you're looking at a lot of nooners and early games. And,
there is a feature 7 o'clock game normally on ABC.
Oh, okay. So, but I mean, you know, you put the Cubs and Marlins on ESPN primetime Saturday night, you know, every bar is going to have that on. So, everyone's going to be watching that. So, I don't know if it's a totally huge move by the Cubs so much more as a unified decision, would you say? Because, I mean, like you said, I went to go turn the Cubs. I'm like, where the hell are the Cubs at? And then, an hour or two later, I go upstairs because I finally caught on. I didn't think they were early. I thought they were maybe, you know, mid-afternoon, 3 o'clock or so. So I go to turn it on, and I see a thing. Oh, game's postponed for inclement weather. I go upstairs because my office is in the basement. It's raining. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. I just assumed it was postponed as in postponed time-wise, you know? And
right, like the Indians game was yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't think anything of it. I go back upstairs like 30 minutes later. It's not raining anymore. Granted, I'm, 40-plus miles away from Wrigley Field, but generally we have similar weather, So I was like, all right, when's the gate going on? And that's when I saw him. Like, you've got to be kidding me. And when I heard the adjustments for tomorrow's schedule, I just assumed they were talking about the what if, tomorrow's
yeah.
game all depend. I don't know. I guess I thought it was just all what ifs. And for tomorrow's game, I didn't realize that they postponed the game completely. Like, well, that was kind of, I don't know. What's the word
yeah,
for
well,
it?
I'm sure they're desperately praying for a Cubs win so they can get a Saturday game. Otherwise they're going to go Saturday and Sunday without games. And this is another incredibly stupid thing that they do here. If you give people 2 days off, the people who aren't invested in teams moving forward are going to lose interest and find other things to watch. The only people who come back are like the hardcore fans. Like, say the Cubs and the Sox get eliminated. Now you've just lost the entire Chicago viewing area. Dan and I are going to continue to watch because we're baseball fans. But those Cubs fans and Sox fans exclusively are done. So, by taking by giving them the break, then this is part of the NBA's problem too, is there's just too many damn off days. You give this many off days and people forget you're on.
Well, and that's the thing, Big Jack. I mean, I don't get it because is today a travel day? I mean,
for some teams, yeah.
Is it? Well, not for the Heat and the Lakers.
Yeah,
they're not traveling anywhere.
Right.
I don't understand. What the hell's the need for the day off?
Because LeBron wants it. Bottom line.
It's just there's no other word for me to describe this setup than horseshit.
Yeah.
You're
the NBA schedule. Do you know if they have that setup where they get 2 days off like they do when they're actually traveling?
I'll look at that right now. But here's the thing, Big Jack. Are you putting – I don't know what game's going on Sunday night, but are you putting the Heat Lakers up against why don't they have a schedule?
Game is Sunday night?
No, they're actually, they took the 6:30 spot, so they'll have a good hour before, the Cowboys or whoever else plays Sunday night. So it's every other day, and it makes absolutely no sense to me. Well, and get this, though. So Tuesday is game four, which, after last night's game, let's be honest, that should be the end of the finals. But if they don't, if the Heat win one game tomorrow night, Sunday, or Tuesday, they don't play again until next Friday.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, you know what I mean?
Nice.
So you have all these off days, and then you've got, so-and-so going to strip clubs to get chicken wings. You got this guy sneaking out. Why are they doing this? Well, let's see. Because they don't have nothing else to do. You put them in a bubble. You give them 6 days off a week. What do you expect? These guys aren't any different than us. At least you and I could get up, put our mask on and go to the grocery store or go through the drive-thru. You know what I mean? granted, you and I aren't going to strip clubs because never mind. I'm not going to make the comment I was going to make, but I just don't pay, I don't pay for that stuff. But, at least you and I can, we have some some sort of sense of normalcy where, you know, I'm not going to baby these guys, but you're putting them all in a bubble for how many months at a time, and you're giving them, like, so many days off. What the hell do you want them to do? They all go meet for coffee in the lobby. They get in trouble. You know, one guy goes outside to take a phone call, walks back in the door. He gets in trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You pee with the door open, and now you're fine. You know, you're in a quarantine. I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is they set this up so kind of idiotically with all these days off for these games when there's no travel. You have shit else to do but lay in a hotel room and play basketball. You can't tell me that they've got some practice facility in this magical bubble for all those teams. You know, you can't – I don't know. I mean, I could see them meeting to go over plays and, you know, what happened yesterday. I really don't see the necessity for this today being a day off. I don't know. We need someone from, you know, who's down there to call us up and let us know. Are they meeting for practice? You know, what the hell are they doing all day? If I'm a Heat or a Laker, I'm just sitting around, you know, with my phone plugged into the wall because I've been using it so much, and now my thumbs are bad. You know, is that going to affect my shooting? I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I guess
they need to start being men.
Yeah, you know, so much on Netflix or stuff like that you can watch, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could stream the latest Joe Exotic stuff on Investigation Discovery, but that was only like a 3-episode thing. So.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of that. So I did see the woman got cut from Dancing with the Stars, though, but I don't watch that either. So, you know. Oh, but all right, back to our focus here. You know, I haven't heard much about this, Dan, but the vaunted Reds got swept out of the playoffs, you know, everybody on the Red bandwagon. And, not only did they get swept out of the playoffs, Dan, they somehow managed not to score in two games, and one of those games went like 13 innings.
Yeah.
How, you know, and it's humorous now that everybody is off the, you know, off the bandwagon and, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I never picked them to win anything. Yeah, right. Sure. You did. So I kind of got a kick out of that. I mean, I don't think they belonged in the playoffs anyways, but I don't know. What do you think here with the vaunted Cincinnati Reds? They're going to win it.
Wait, you just said they got kicked out. How are they going to win?
No, next year.
Next year? Oh, yeah. You know, they're Sonny Gray's going to pitch an entire season. And, no, I don't think so. I don't know what they're missing. They have, you know, good players, but they're missing something. And I don't know. I think it's just going to be an off season. We're going to have to watch again. And I really can't give you any sort of answer on that yet. I don't think they're ready yet. You know, the Cubs and the Cardinals are still going to be there. So they have to overcome them. And I don't think it will be as easy. I mean, you know, like look at the White Sox series. I picked them, which it looks like, you know, they're going to be knocked out today. Am I surprised? Not really. I mean, it's baseball. Anything could have happened in a 162-game season. Do I really think the White Sox would have made the playoffs? I don't think so. Because they wouldn't have this format if we had a normal season. So they would have lost it in those last couple of days. But with the way the Indians just continue to play, and I think the experience of the Twins, I think they would have held it down. And I don't think the White Sox would have made the playoffs this year. So I think they're a bad team? No. But I just don't think they had what it takes, and I think it's showing. Plus, you know, had the fact that Eloy, the bat where Jimenez was taken out, so that added to it. I you know, not a bad season. I think it's good for them. But same thing with the Reds. You know, I think the Reds have a little bit more experience. They don't have as much youth as the White Sox, but they still have, you know, two big hills to overcome. and picking up, what is it? My dad always said something like, when it comes to guys, you know, like Sonny Gray, if the Yankees didn't want him anymore, you know, and then he just pretty much left it at that. and that's kind of how I feel. I mean, you think he's a great pitcher, but how much you can't put your team around him. You know, the unfortunate part with the Reds is, I can't think of the team that they're becoming like, but they have just this unfortunate team where people don't want to stay there. I mean, think about it. Aroldis Chapman, the best closer in baseball. Where did he start? He started with the Reds. I mean, you had a legacy team in the 80s with a lot of great players. Granted, they didn't. What year did they win that World Series? Did they win in 88? Did they win one with Barry Larkin and his crew?
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know. I just don't see it. I mean, they just can't keep a power team together, you know?
Well, then, you know, and I guess the, you know, the really big question is, you know, since you mentioned guys leaving, does Trevor Bauer stay? Because he's a free agent.
No, he doesn't stay.
So.
That's the thing. Just because you won a great trade doesn't guarantee you a championship. I mean, let's be honest, that was a great trade. You know, if you grade the trade, they got an A. They won that trade. But now they're losing the trade because he's gone, you know.
So, yeah, because that'll be the big question is, you know, can they bring him back? Because, you know, other than that, you know, like the majority of their guy, you know, their pitching staff is still, you know, like Sonny Gray's under contract for two more years with an option, and then the rest of the guys are basically still in arbitration. So it's, you know, it's just, can they afford to bring Trevor Bauer back, you know, and where does he fit? How do they work it out, or can they work it out? But obviously, you know, he's a gigantic piece. If he walks away, that's a huge blow.
Yeah, and, you know, looking at the 2020 season, you know, I don't know, for me, looking at their batting average, just the combined, you know, the nine guys, including the DH, you don't have a guy over two. Well, you have one guy over 250, Jesse Winker.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's just, you don't have this phenomenal team. I think the only power hitter really is Eugenio Suarez. But he barely put up a 202 average. Granted, it's only 60 games, and I think that average would have went up, you know, had you had a full season. But, you know, let's look at the top nine, or, you know, one through nine, not the top nine, the one through nine. And the White Sox are definitely not going to win this game. Oh, that was a foul ball. Tucker Barnhart, you know, I think he's good behind the plate. He's never had a bat. You know, that's just what it is.
Anyway,
Joey Votto.
He
can't what?
He also can't
pay
help.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I forgot about that part. Joey Votto, he's really struggling. Again, I don't know if it's because of the quick season, but he barely put up a 226.
And he's 37.
Yeah, so he's done. Another guy who's on the end of his career, Mike Moustakas. You know, put up a big 230, eight home runs. Not, you know, Freddie Galvis. I think, you know, we wanted him to succeed and be a great Philly, but didn't happen. He went to San Diego or wherever he went. Now he's here hanging out, just trying to hold on to jobs. Eugenio Suarez, you know, what does he have, like 3 or 4 years left on that big contract they signed him? Great anchor to put at third base. But aside from his 15 home runs, he barely doubled that in RBIs. He barely got lucky enough to get twice as many RBIs. You know, you got to add that luck in, right? I don't know about a whole lot about Shogo, you know, but when you compare him against the rest of the team, he's the number two hitter on this team, you know, batting fifth or sixth. and playing left field. Nick Senzel, you know, you might as well have just put Kyle Farmer in the outfield. Because Senzel can't hit. You know, and then you got Castellanos, right? I don't know which pronunciation he goes with. What does he do great? He comes to Chicago and beats up on the Cubs. But other than that, and he played all 60 games for them at age 28. But the five guys I just went over, the nine guys, and then Jesse Winker. You know, we got Senzel is 25 and then Winker 26. Everyone else is 30, you know, almost 30. And, you know, over the hill. So, if you're coming back with this lineup again for next year and you're not getting these, you know, you look at the young kids that are supposed to be doing some stuff. Kyle Farmer, I've heard his name a lot. Yeah, he's a little better. You know, maybe he should have been in the game more than, I don't know, Moustakas. But, you know, Moustakas gets the money, so you can't do that. And then Aristides, I've heard a lot about his name, but, you know, there's no room for him right now. And then you go over to the pitching rotation, and you're telling me next year Luis Castillo, Sonny Gray, Tyler Molly, and Steve Scalfini. I mean, I always pick up Scalfini, but just because I need another pitcher who's going to get some innings. And then they still have Iglesias as their closer, but the rest of the guys, I don't really know. I don't really know a whole lot about them. You know, Nate Jones, he's been around forever. Journeyman, right?
Yeah.
So
I think they released him. So
did they? You know, I mean, so come back with this team next year, and while you had a chance because there was only 60 games, this doesn't happen in 2021 if it's a full season. So.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but their World Series is not on this page.
So, but yeah, it's not that I'm picking on the Reds or anything. It's just, you know, everybody was on their bandwagon and they were the trendy pick, and you know, they were pretty much kind of lucky to get in the playoffs. They got hot at the right time, and then they get in the playoffs, and you can't even score a run. You know, and
yeah,
you know, I'll give you yesterday, you know, Max Fried is a really good pitcher. Atlanta sent a rookie out there today to start. Ian Anderson made the start, and they couldn't even manage a run off of him or, you know, the Braves bullpen yesterday that obviously had to fill a lot of innings because the game went 13 innings or maybe even more. I thought it was 13. It might have been 14. I was just happy that they weren't putting a runner out at second base to start the extra innings. But, yeah, I just, geez, give me a break here. I get tired of listening to them, you know, stuff these teams down our throat and be like, oh yeah, this is, you know, and then when the team doesn't do well, oh, what are you talking about? I don't know, this is how I thought it would go for them. No, you didn't. I heard guys saying the Reds were going to the World Series. So it kind of bothers me when they do that kind of crap. And, you know, it's like take accountability. You know, like you said, you frankly admitted you picked the White Sox to win this series, even though it looks like they're in a little bit of trouble now. Maybe they'll come back, but, you know, it's what, 6-4 in the bottom of the sixth, so they've got three more at-bats. But, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, like, I believe I think you had Cleveland as well, and obviously they got swept out of the playoffs again by the Yankees. So, you know, just one of those things. Luckily, you know, and I think you were one of the few guys I actually heard who thought the Astros would win. You know, the majority of the people I listened to were picking the Twins. But, you know, Houston got past them. Again, and not, you know, I know the games were tighter, but it never really seemed like Minnesota had a chance to win. so I, you know, and it's just kind of, it gets kind of weird in those situations. It's like, really? But yeah, that's, you know, that's just kind of how it felt. So, but I guess, are you surprised that we've had so many sweeps, or did you think this would happen? Uh-oh, did I kill Dan again? Dan, where are you?
No, I accidentally muted myself. I anticipated some sweeps. I think it is, it's different, and I think it's something that, you know, even the announcers, and that's, you know, as we're teasing, it hasn't, it's kind of a surprise because we're not used to three-game series for baseball. You know, it's the five and the seven. Yeah, in the playoffs. So, I mean, you're used to the longer series, so I think that's where the surprise comes from, the sweeps, but I'm not surprised at all. And I think that was the intention, you know. You know, the way it is. And I think they did a good job scheduling this week just to incorporate any kind of postponements that would be needed. How did that work out? But
You know, to be fair, it's best that these are three-game series because, let's face it, a lot of these teams didn't belong in the playoffs.
No.
So, you know.
No, and that's
but,
the three-man crew. Yeah, Eduardo, right? That's the guy whose dad played ball, and he always talks about his dad, but he played ball too.
Eduardo Perez?
Yes. Oh. So that team that he's usually with, you know, the other two guys, you know, they're all mixed up right now, so it's hard to keep track of who's where. You know, the non-baseball player that's usually with him and the other guy, you know, he was asked the first day, you know, what he liked. And I don't think they really talked about the extra base, you know, the extra man on base, you know, obviously. But he said that yesterday was his greatest day of his life because of all the baseball being played. And they teased him and said, well, I hope your child and wife aren't listening. And but, you know, they asked him, do you like having this amount of, you know, he goes, no, this should be done. This is good for this season, the amount of teams in the playoffs. He goes, but this should be done. We shouldn't have this again, you know, when we get back to normal season. And then A-Rod, he kind of liked it. And I think he liked it for the point that you're getting more markets, you know, more fans involved and a little bit more excited as the playoffs. But the consensus was that this is too many games and that if anything, if they wanted to make the expansion, this is what I wanted to ask you. So I'm glad that there's people out there that think like us, but that if they ended up going with expanding the playoffs, that the number one in both divisions would get today, you know, the bye. How do you feel about that?
All right. Well, first I can tell you, Eduardo Perez's father, that we just continue to reference to his father, is actually Tony Perez, who was a mainstay in the Big Red Machine with Rose and Morgan and Bench and those guys. So don't think we're overlooking Tony Perez.
No. The Reds did win in 1990.
Eduardo's father. Okay, so there, we figured that one out too. Yeah, you know, my big thing is, you know, what's your reward for winning your division? Because that needs to mean something. And this year, it really, you know, the only thing it means is you get to stay at home, but so does every second place team. So there's not even a great reward for that. So, you know, that's kind of my contention with this is, you know, okay, you want to expand the playoffs. I get it. That's kind of the new thing to do. You know, the NFL is doing it. Obviously, if, you know, hockey actually did it for the frickin' this season and they had 24 teams make the playoffs out of, what, a 30-team league or a 32-team league. You know, but generally half of the NHL and half of the NBA make it into the playoffs. You know, I don't know. You know, if you can figure it out where there's a reward for winning, which can be difficult to do in baseball because sometimes the worst thing for a team is having days off. So, you know, if you say, oh, yeah, well, you won your division, you get to sit and wait while these teams play a three-game series, that's not always the best thing for you. So I don't know if there's a way to kind of, you know, work it out. I mean, with the one-game wild card, it's easy. Well, here's your day off. You know, bang, here you go. You know, maybe they could do something where in a five-game series, you're home for four of them if need be. You know, like you host game one and game two, you go on the road for game three, but then you're home again for game four and five if necessary. You know, that would be your big reward. It's four home games out of five. But, yeah, you know, and until they can come up with, you know, some kind of way to make winning important, it's not going to work for me. You know, because, again, I mean, the Dodgers had the best record in baseball, and what's their reward, Dan? They get to host the Brewers for three games, and then they got to go to Houston. There's no reward in that. You know what, they get to be the home team three out of five games in their next series. Is that really a reward?
Not really.
Right. So, you know, they've got to kind of figure it out. And, you know, like, and I get that this year is just weird because of everything going on. And, you know, like, to me, it doesn't mean much. It's nice to see both the Cubs and the White Sox in the playoffs, and it's good for a young team like the White Sox to get there. And I know everybody gets a kick out of the fact that the Marlins made it because they're, you know, really bottom feeders, and in reality, they'll probably lose 100 games again next year. So, you know, it's just the way it is. But, you know, do these three-game series feel like playoffs to you? Because I don't think they do.
No,
so.
I mean, I'm trying to think of why it feels like playoffs, because we have so much going on at the same time. But
yeah, you know, I mean the atmosphere is there, and obviously there's stuff on the line because the winners advance. But it's not the excitement of a division series or a championship series or a World Series. And, you know, unfortunately, I think that feeling is going to carry through for me just because of the year it was. You know, I mean, like, you and I have been over it. No matter who wins the World Series, it's not going to feel like a World Series to me. You know, even if the White Sox or the Cubs were magically to win it, they wouldn't seem like or be World Series champions to me. So it's just how it is. You know, there's nothing, you know, anybody can really do or say about it. You know, and even if we get a great seven-game World Series, it's still not going to feel like whoever wins it is a champion. So.
No, and I think that's why, like, the NBA, I still thought it was kind of, I don't know, even the NHL, I didn't think it was really worth restarting the season, and then especially the NBA with all the social issues coming up, like, oh, you know, I'm sorry, putting sayings on your shirts and putting whatever on the court, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't do anything. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's like a, hey, see it, believe it, you know, repetition, the marketing strategy, if that's what they're assuming, but I felt like if you wanted to make a real statement, sit out the league, sit and boycott the finals. Don't sit here and be like, oh, we're going to boycott a game. Yay, you did your part for social justice for one day. Now you're back to making millions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but at the same token, the NHL and the NBA essentially played their full season. So even though it's weird, like I just – the whole – the camera setup, the whole thing, it doesn't really feel like the NBA when I've watched it yesterday. It doesn't feel like an NBA game. I don't know why. And I know it sounds stupid, but the cameras, the whole angles, the whole nine, it doesn't feel like an NBA game. But it makes sense because they actually along with the NHL, completed an entire season. So when the Lakers win, just like the Lightning won, the Lightning are the Stanley Cup champs. The Lakers will be the NBA champs.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball, you know, the Yankees, yay, you've got a title for 60 games. It's basically, it's not even as good as minor league baseball, because in minor league baseball, you have two halves of the season. Well, I guess, because they don't even, I forget how many games they play. So you're basically the champion of, a, what did you call this, like a third of the game?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just, it doesn't have as much value. And, I'm, you know, like you said, even if the Cubs, you know, if the White Sox find their way out of this and win, or the Cubs, you know, let's say they both make it to the end and they fight each other, it'll be amazing for Chicago. Cubs fans, Sox fans will, you know, not be partying in the streets because the mayor will be there, but and the governor. But you know what I mean? At the end of the day, if either one of them make it and win, I'm going to, yeah, that's cool, but it doesn't count.
Yeah. So, well, here, since we're almost out of time for today, I wanted to tell you my funny story from this morning. You know, when I first get to work, I have to do a bunch of paperwork from the day before. So I have a radio in the office I listen to, and it only gets AM. Well, they can the overnight guy I liked on WGN, so I've been listening to local sports radio. And Les Grobstein is the overnight guy on The Score, and he's been in Chicago radio for about 100 years. He gets a caller that calls in today and doesn't understand why the White Sox are the 7th seed because they had a better record than both the Astros and the Yankees. And what I couldn't believe, and now this is a sports guy who's been in the business for a bazillion years and had to know this, didn't realize that the White Sox were a wild card team and gave this guy some cockamamie explanation about why the White Sox were the 7th seed. And I was just baffled again. You know, you would think his producer would have been able to fill him in, or there would have been somebody there that, you know, would have been able to say, hey, look, because it's plainly obvious. I mean, you knew why the White Sox were the 7th seed, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, and I knew, but you would think a sports radio veteran who was paid to do this for a living would have understood how baseball set up their playoffs and, you know, what they were going about. And I honestly wish I could remember his entire explanation, but he never once mentioned the word wild card or that the Yankees and Astros finished in second place in their divisions. And that's why they got the seeds that they did. And the White Sox slipped back to 7th. And I was just shocked. Literally, and I even texted them to explain it, but of course they didn't mention it. So,
no.
But yeah, I was just like, really? And you get paid to do this, and you don't know this? You know, it's not some obscure rule. You know, it's not. You know, I mean, they made it up for this season, but they've been talking about it for how long? And yeah, I just thought that was interesting and.
Doc Rivers. Sports Time Radio.